Welcome to the Fire Up Coaching Podcast, your number one podcast all about the amazing world of coaching. Listen in as this internationally recognized and one of Australia's leading coaching companies share over 20 years of coaching experience and knowledge. We chat with fascinating individuals that will inspire you, industry leaders that will amaze you, and take a look at the current research and trends in coaching to inform you, all to help you ignite the potential within. Get ready to learn, laugh, and level up with our thought-provoking podcast and join us in making the world a better place using the power of coaching and the art of the conversation.
Hi, and welcome back to the Fire Up Coaching Podcast. And last week I did mention that we would perhaps have an interview and talk about logical levels, but there's been a number of developments this week that made me think we'll just push that back a bit and talk about some of the things that I'm finding are coming up for people on a regular basis when I'm coaching at the moment. And last week when we talked about breaking out of your shell, you know, I talked about the importance of thinking that or recognising that not everything has to change for everything to change. And there is this myth of belief that something outside of me needs to change in order for me to be happy. And I was coaching a number of times last week, and it dawned on me on how much it connects to something that I used to teach regularly when I was first doing personal development courses over 20 years ago when I returned from Canada. And probably a key learning that struck me immediately when it was said to me the first time as I sat in a classroom in Vancouver contemplating how I could change. And the concept was that the capacity for suffering and the capacity for change are equal. And it took me quite some time to really reflect on what that meant. The capacity for suffering and the capacity for change are equal. And as I was listening to Joseph Goldstein on the Waking Up app this week, he put it really well that often we don't notice that we've actually almost become attached to our suffering, and that that is actually what's interfering with us being able to move forward. I picked up a book in a secondhand shop this week as well, which relates to this concept of suffering or not being able to get life the way you want it. And it's a book that people have said to me, oh, haven't you read that? It's a great book. And it's Mark Manson's book called The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. But, you know, I think the book's very aggressive and uses a lot of language. And if you've done any work around how we as human beings resonate at different levels depending on the language that we use, and this comes from David Hawkins' work and research and study, and it actually shows that we resonate at different frequencies depending on how we describe things in our life. And using a lot of sort of not offensive language, I'm not terribly, doesn't really worry me with language, but I think if you're trying to shift away from suffering, that your capacity to recognize the language in which you think about your suffering or think about the things that you want to change has an enormous impact. And hence, you know, this whole lot concept of not giving an F about what others think of me, I just think there's much softer ways that we can express that. And maybe it's just the masculine way of communicating, which is why I didn't really relate to his writing style, and you know, it's something that, you know, I gave it a good crack. I read it for a couple of hours, but it just didn't seem to fit for me. And I get what he's saying is that it's not really until you stop caring that, you know, when you finally let go of things, you open up a different space for creation. And that's what I take away from his book, is that we hold on so tightly to things and don't recognise that it's this attachment to have something be a certain way, or having to have a relationship show up in a certain way. It's these attachments that create the suffering, and that where we can actually let go of those expectations, then we allow the space for change. And going back to Joseph Goldstein's work around detachment versus non-attachment, and I think that's a really good distinction, is that when we can have self-awareness and recognize attachment to things that are not serving us, then we can have that choice of detachment. And there's a difference between detachment and non-attachment. So as a coach, non-attachment is something I practice regularly. If someone comes into me and they've got enormous, you know, their story is, you know, woven through their story is a lot of suffering, it's important for me to be really present, but be in the space of non-attachment, where I don't get attached to their emotional experience as they tell the story, so that I maintain my sense of self and presence and can actually be on the balcony in a non-attached way, listening for the patterns in this conversation that will help me to ask questions that challenge that person to think differently about the experience that they're having. And maybe what I'm helping them to do is to detach from something that's not serving them. And it might be that they need to detach from a belief in themselves that's not serving them. I'm not good enough. I'm not confident, or I'm not educated enough. All of these limiting beliefs have the capacity to create suffering for people, when actually what they want is change. And I think it's really important to think about for ourselves, the capacity for change is equal at some point where you decide that you have choice to move on from whatever it is that you're attached to that's creating that suffering. And to reflect on the only moment that you can start from is this moment now. The past is the past, and it doesn't mean we minimalize or, you know, try and completely negate past things that have created suffering. However, they are a moment in life. And what tends to happen is that we can generalize that experience so that we keep recreating it in future experiences. And as a coach, what we want to do is to work with people to help them to build the awareness of what the things are that they need to let go of. And I know for myself, I spoke my truth in an article that was featured in the Saturday Extra in the paper this week. And it's actually taken me a long time to get to a space of, and it's not detachment, because I was talking about a very personal issue, the issue around adopting my daughter when I was 20 years old. And the things I needed to detach from was, you know, negative feelings of the past. However, to still continue working through and learning from situations, we need non-attachment and the capacity to just come from a space of expansive thinking versus contractive thinking. And that's what I want you to think about as you recognise moments in your life that have created suffering. And as a coach, when I am partnering with people, and it is partnering with people because I don't assume that I have a greater knowledge level or a better understanding of how to solve their problems. Partnering with someone as a coach means that you do trust, as the ICF competencies suggest, that that person is creative and resourceful and can resolve their own issues. And hence, as a coach, we ask powerful questions about what do you want? What would have to be different now to get what you want? How is it that you'll be able to recognize when the opportunity arises to create what you want? Who else can help you? When I'm in the moment coaching with people, I'm there to recognize the patterns that are stopping them from creating the choices in life that they want, and helping people to work with the things that they can control, the things that they can influence, and to let go of the things that might concern them but they can't actually do anything about. And hence, for you, I want you to think about and write down now, it's probably a good time to just get out a pen and jot down that thought of the capacity for suffering and the capacity for change that are equal. And think about the areas in your life where potentially you really want change, but it is just not happening. And it might be something that you've wanted for a long time. We also have a coaching tool where we get to people to reflect on all different aspects of their life and go back 5 years past and rate how that area of their life was then. And we get them to scale it from 1 to 10. So we might get them to look at their career, their relationships, their health, their diet and exercise, and rate them from a scale of 1 to 10. And the more that we can start to recognize what are some of the things that we need to change, and how is it possible that we can still be suffering? What do we need to detach from? Robert Keegan does some fantastic work around, and it has a process called the immunity change. And I remember when I first did his program in 2011, and what really struck me was that you start the process by asking or thinking about 5 people who could easily identify something in your life that you need to change that you would agree with wholeheartedly, but for some reason you resist changing. For some reason you are immune to creating that change in your life. He then goes on to get you to think about what the change is that you absolutely need to achieve to move past this suffering or to move past the block. And he gets you to list all the things that you're currently doing that support you in the change. But I think the thing that really struck me when I was doing that activity was then we had to list all the things we are actively not doing to create that change. And that was the space that we started the work from. Identifying what it was that we could control, but that we weren't actually doing anything about. And then by identifying that, we started working around what the beliefs were that kept us from doing something proactive to create the change. Why weren't we taking the action? And those kinds of conversations help people to move to a space where all of a sudden there's an aha moment. And for me, I was using something around my business finances at that point. And I used to do a budget, so I could say that, yes, trying to change my relationship with financial security, I could say that I was doing a budget, but I could honestly say that I never actively reviewed that budget on a regular basis. And I didn't keep track of my expenditure in order to be aware of where what my financial situation was. And then I actually looked at some of the beliefs I held about, rich people are not very nice people, which I had to challenge some of those beliefs because I thought, well, I could, if I was financially free, I'd still be the same person, but I wouldn't have all this stress. And that's what we're talking about when we talk about, I continued to suffer in those early days in my business because I would create financial insecurity for myself and was not recognizing that there was some very limiting beliefs I had around being wealthy and being a nice person, and that they were contradicting each other, and hence it's that what you don't know, you don't know. So I didn't realize I kept sabotaging my own opportunities for financial freedom because of this belief that, well, you can't be a nice person and be rich at the same time. And it's not even about rich. I want financial security. I want to be able to be philanthropic. I want to support others. And if we're not in a good space ourselves, we're not going to be able to support others potentially at the level that we want to. Choose now something that you know has been a pattern for a long time and think about what are the beliefs that you need to detach from so that you can move forward into a space of creating the life you want and the change that you really deserve. Thanks for joining me on the Fire Up podcast, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Fire Up Coaching Podcast. If you would like more information on coaching, becoming a qualified coach, or want to experience the power of coaching, call us on 1-300-FIRE-UP or head on over to the website fireupcoaching.com.au, where you will also find access to more amazing podcasts that will help you fire up, level up, and ignite the potential within.